Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Over the weekend, Egypt suffered its worst religious violence since President Morsi came to power last year. Deadly clashes between Muslims and Christians flared in Cairo on Saturday and Sunday. Open Doors' Paul Esterbrook says tensions are incredibly high.
Just kind of shows again that the Arab Spring has become a Christian winter.
Christians face economic and social challenges because of their faith. This prayer need is especially important.
Pray that God reveals to them how they should biblically respond to this challenge. It would be a great help for them.
Next, remember the fiscal cliff that threatened U.S.-based charities last fall? Well, nonprofits are nervous again. Tomorrow, U.S. President Barack Obama is submitting his 2014 budget. Instead of sending food to needy nations, the Obama administration wants to send cash. Food for the Hungry's Dave Evans says,
"It's not so much reform as it is a complete dismantling of the international food aid programs."
He says it won't work in countries that don't have food to begin with. Share your thoughts at facebook.com/Mission Network News. And while missionary aviation is an important part of reaching the inaccessible around the world, teachers are needed too. Ron Hilbrands is the manager of recruiting for Mission Aviation Fellowship. He says education can create issues with missionaries on the field.
If they know that their kids are being taken care of educationally, they can do their work much more effectively.
There are three immediate needs. Find the link at missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Support Mission Network News and inspire military service people at the same time. With your gift of any amount, I'll send you the Greatest Warrior Military New Testament from Biblica. Get yours at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Greatest Warrior Military link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.